The Minister of Gender, Children and Social Protection, Anna Oyelitha, says the National Social Protection Policy will deliver a well-coordinated intersectoral social protection system for the country to enable people to live in dignity through support, livelihood empowerment, and improved access to basic services. At the launch of the policy in Accra, Mrs. Leitha said the policy signifies the commitment of government to the people who are the center of the agenda of changing lives for the better. Priscilla Wusuansa has filed this report.
In 2007, government developed a social protection strategy with the goal of creating an all-inclusive society through the provision of sustainable mechanisms for the protection of persons living in situations of extreme poverty, vulnerability, and exclusion. It continued with a rationalization study on social protection in collaboration with the Ministry of Local Government and Rural Development and the Ministry of Finance. Out of the study came a recommendation to develop a national social protection policy. Nana Oyelitha said the policy is set to develop a sustainable financing mechanism and a monitoring and evaluation framework.
The government, through legal and policy arrangements, is keen to establish strong systems and structures to protect the most vulnerable and excluded in our society. And the social protection policy signifies the commitment of our government to put people first and to put people at the heart of our development. This policy will deliver a well-coordinated intersectorial social protection policy and enable people to live in dignity. It will promote the well-being of the Ghanaian through an integrated platform of effective social assistance.
A minister of state in charge of public-private partnership, Rashid Pelpo, said with the national social protection policy in place, there will be a fair distribution of resources, thereby bridging the poverty gap.
Social protection is the core of our mission. We are committed to poverty reduction through the various initiatives that are ongoing in the country. And with the introduction of the national social protection policy, we are streamlining the various components of social protection program, effectiveness, and efficiency. Our government is working hard for all people, all Ghanaians, and can confidently report, that we have made significant progress in this course.
A lead development consultant of the social protection policy, Dr. Estelfe Abuaji, gave some details of the national social protection policy.
In the short term, we are focusing on interventions that are rehabilitative, restorative, protective, and can facilitate, give people the capacity to better their own lives. In the medium term, we are looking at preventive and promoting interventions. So once you have gotten out of that fragile state, it's going to prevent you from falling back into that state. And in the long term, we want transformation.